Poach it, I can't even. How many stop everything crises can you handle right now? My guess is it's probably something close to the current number, minus one, or minus two, or minus 10. We live in an era of overwhelm. We are inundated with more to-dos, more tasks, 10 minutes after we woke up. And that's just yesterday's stuff. Then pile on today's new stuff. And we have life and family. Yes, we have a life outside of work. How do you deal with it all? That's what I want to talk to you today on today's podcast about. I want to give you a three-step process to begin to handle the stress and the overwhelm, to optimize your response to stress. We cannot get rid of stress. We actually don't want to. But how can you begin the process of stress optimization? Stay tuned.
Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
How many times have you said it? Holy cow, holy shit, I can't even. I don't want to adult today. I can't even remember how to make my coffee today. I can't even remember how to put my pants on, right? I walked into the bathroom and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? It's usually the kitchen though, right? Why did I do that? What, I can't even anymore. And that's the reality for many people. Not just tech leaders like you who are listening. For lots of people, you are either on the verge of overwhelm or burnout, or you've already gotten there and you don't know what to do. And so on today's episode, I want to give you a very simple tool, three-step process that you can use that is absolutely free of cost. It's zero cost. It does not cost you anything financially. All it costs a bit of is your time. And that will get you started toward addressing overwhelm, toward addressing burnout. And of course, I can't give you the whole answer in a 15 to 20 minute podcast. I wouldn't try to. I'm not going to say I'm going to solve all your stress problems in a 15 to 20 minute podcast. I wouldn't even say that I can. And anyone who says that they can, please run, very far away. But I want to at least give you something where you can get started and feel like you have some control, like you're claiming your personal power, that you're claiming your sense of personal advocacy here. And also, I can't solve all of your stress problems here on this podcast because I don't know you specifically. So of course, the usual disclaimer holds. Take what's useful, leave the rest without judgment, and talk to whoever it is that you need to talk to. Your medical professionals, your doctors, your mental health professionals, whoever it is that you need to so that you can get that custom tailored plan. So I know that a lot of you have probably heard versions of this before about why we need to deal with stress. I want to give you my version. So I ask that you empty your cup here and really take this in with a beginner's mind and a beginner's heart, because you need a big why if you really want to address the stress problems that you're experiencing in your life. And It's very, very likely, if you're listening to this and you're a technical leader, I'm not going to say it's everyone because, again, I don't know all of you. I've not met all of you. But based on the science, based on the statistics, it is very likely that a very high percentage of you who are listening, more than 50%, probably close to 70 or 80%, are, like I said, either on the verge of burnout or are already burnt out or are experiencing some level of stress that is not regulated, some kind of dysregulated stress. You have not optimized your approach to stress. Actually, I would venture to say, as an expert in this area and as someone who's extremely knowledgeable about the science in this area, that probably close to 90 to 95% of you have not optimized your approach to stress in your life. Because what I don't want you to just be coping. If you're burnt out, yeah, I want you to have coping mechanisms. But then there's a stage beyond that where it's even better, where I am thriving, and that's where I want all of you. And some of you may have more steps to go through than others, and that's fine. That's great. You got to meet yourself where you're at. And wherever it is that you're at, whether it's, my stress isn't 100% optimized, but I am dealing with it a little bit, but I see what you're saying. There's some stuff that I can do to calibrate my response to the stressors in my life. Or if you're all the way on the other end, it's like, yeah, holy shit, I don't even know how I'm even making time or I have the energy to listen to this podcast right now. Wherever you're at, I want you to know that there are steps that you can take to fix this. And there is help available and it is completely and entirely reversible. I also wanted you to know, and I'm not saying this to scare you, I'm saying it to motivate you, to light the fire under your butt, to hold your feet to the fire, because that's the only way we realize we gotta move, we gotta change. Stress kills our bodies. If you are not optimizing your stress, you are slowly dying. You are slowly killing yourself one day at a time. Because if you don't deal with it, your immune system, your cells, is really the best way to describe it. It's happening down at the cellular level. Your cells are not working in a way that can actually keep you as healthy as you can be. So that's why if you experience chronic pain and you're stressed, that chronic pain is going to be worse. That's why your immune system works better when your stress is optimized. In other words, if your stress response is not optimized, you're going to get sick more often because your immune system is weighed down by this huge weight of stress. Think about it as like a huge boulder that your cells are trying to carry. Maybe I'll have Rob like draw an icon of this. I don't mean to shed light on it, but sometimes it's like we got to laugh at it before we can get angry about it and before we can change. So it's like, imagine your cells. They're strong. The mitochondria are strong, man. Like, just as is. But imagine them trying to carry a huge boulder now. It just makes it all that much harder, sometimes practically impossible, to do the work that they need to do. Now, cellular biologists and immunologists are like, oh my God, Jen, seriously, did you just like minimize and simplify all of this down to a boulder? Like, I know that it's more complex than that, but it's something that we who are not immunologists, cellular biologists, MDs, PhDs in heart sciences can use to create a mental model. So then it's like, oh, wow. That means that I'm now more likely to become diabetic. I am now more likely to have heart disease. I am now more likely to experience dementia. I am now more likely to not just get colds, but the flu or whatever strain of COVID that's out right now. I'm more likely to get sick, upper respiratory illnesses, stomach illnesses. Now the pain is going to come, and it's going to come even more. And it's going to be, and all of this is going to be debilitating. And in that zone of being debilitated, I mean, not to say nothing of your psychological, your mental health, that's being debilitated as well if your stress is not optimized. You're not able to deal with life's inevitable slings and arrows when you do not optimize your response to stress. You're going to be an emotional roller coaster. Maybe you already are. And this sets yourself up for failure. There's no way that you're going to advance in your career. There's no way that you're going to become the best leader you can be if you're constantly stressed out. And here's the thing, before I move on to the three-step process, because I want you guys to have this tool. For a lot of you, you are stressed out, but you don't realize it because you've been stressed out for so long that that's just what's normal. So often what it takes is engaging in some stress optimization practices and to see, to actually feel how much better you feel when you engage in these practices and you're like, wow, I didn't know what I was missing. Because we get so used to it. For those of you with chronic pain, you know what I'm talking about. It may even get to the point where it doesn't hurt. It's weird because it's like, where's that pain? Where did it go? You know, it's like an old friend that's always there on your back or your shoulder or your knee or whatever other joints. Where's that pain? I miss it. Not really, but kind of. It becomes a part of you. But then suddenly when you start engaging in practices and behaviors, getting physical therapy, whatever it might be, to reduce that pain, and you're like, oh, wow, I actually never did want it there. And I have so much more strength, so much more movement, so much more mobility than I had before. That's what's happening at every single level of your body if you are not optimizing your response to stress. So before you say, ah, that's not me, I can deal with stress, I'm fine, I simply invite you, or maybe it's part of you that's saying that. I know for most of you, I'm not meaning to suggest that you're that cynical or that flippant about this. I know that for most of you, you're listening to this because you're not. But there may be a part of you that is, that cynical part, that, it's not going to work part, the naysayer part. And that part needs honoring as well. So honor that part by saying, you know what, let's just give it a try. Let's just try this three-step process that Jen's about to describe. And let's see if we feel better. I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. You don't have to do anything. If you're curious, go for it. I could talk till I'm blue in the face. I can wave my hands all around and say, practice mindfulness, or whatever it is, whatever practice it is that I'm talking about. That's not going to convince you. What's going to convince you? Truly, what is truly going to convince you, what is truly going to inspire you, is to experience it for yourself. So I've given you the mental model of how to look at stress. Now, it's time to have the embodied experience, to experience for yourself what it feels like in your entire mind, body, and soul to be even just a little bit less stressed. And then to decide for yourself. Wow, that felt great. Maybe I'll do that more. And that's what the process looks like.
Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be. So we love how CoverageCat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com.
So here's the three-step process. And this is something that you can do whenever. You can create it into, you know, you can integrate it into your morning practice, your evening practice. You can do it whenever throughout the day. You can spend 2 minutes on it. You can spend 5 minutes on it. You can spend 10, 20, 60 minutes on it. You take this process and make it your own and meld it in, mold it in to the structure of your day. What I recommend that you start with is a shorter process that maybe takes 2 minutes, because then you can't say, I don't have the time, because that's the number one objection. Did you hear me? I'm overwhelmed. Do you think I have the time for more practices? Says that naysayer part of you. So again, honor that part of you, and I'm honoring that part of you too, and say, it's just 2 minutes. Just give me these 2 minutes. Because that stressed out part of me is asking for it. That angry, that sad, that overwhelmed, that frustrated, that ashamed part of me is secretly, quietly whispering, please, please do something. I don't know what to do. Please do something. And is asking you, the you that's in charge, to say, let's do this. So here's a three-step process. Step one, breathe. That's it. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And particularly if that exhale through your mouth is longer than the inhale, it's going to immediately slow down your heart rate. It is going to immediately help you feel in that moment a little more chill, a little more relaxed. Feel the oxygen flowing through you. If it helps, put your hand or both hands on your heart and feel your heart beating. Let's do one more together. An inhale through the nose and then as long of an exhale as you can through your mouth. And then simply notice, simply make a mental note how you're feeling right now. How calm am I feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10? And maybe what you do next time, because I forgot, is before you do the breathing, how calm do I feel on a scale of 1 to 10? Maybe it was an 8. Or actually, maybe it was a 4 or 5. I do the deep breathing. It's not a 10, but it's not a 4 or 5. It's like a 7. Make that mental note. That helped. That's the embodied experience of taking action that literally takes 10 to 30 seconds. And it helps. It calms down your nervous system. Do that whenever, whenever. Deep breaths help. I promise. A step two is to take care of your mental and physical health, your mental and physical well-being. You gotta put your oxygen mask on first, because if you don't, you don't have any oxygen left to help others. And so we set the stage in the first step by breathing. In the second step, you do something that is taking care of your physical and or mental well-being. You do you here. There's a menu of options depending on how much time, how much energy, the experience that you want to have. To name a few, you can write in your gratitude journal. You can do some yoga. You can turn on your favorite music and dance and or sing to it. You could go for a walk. You can go for a walk outside. There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. For those of you who live in areas where it's cold out now, I don't want to hear that it's too cold to go outside and take a walk. You can, let's see, what else? You can listen to your favorite podcast. You can call a friend. You can eat some strawberries, drink some pomegranate juice, eat a banana. Eat some guacamole with some really heart-healthy avocado in it. So just the list goes on and on. Anything that feels good for your mental and or physical well-being. Right, so eating something or drinking something nourishing, moving your body in some way, and or some kind of mindfulness practice. If you have 60 minutes, do all of that. Work out. There's another one. Exercise. Lift weights. That's step two. Take care of you, because it does start with you. So step one, breathe. Step two, take care of your mental and physical well-being. Step three is let go of the need to do everything, everywhere, all at once. Let go of the need to do everything, everywhere, all at once. What does that look like? What's the behavior there? So I think that that's actually a really good question, because people often say, let it go, let it go. All right, well, I get it. I get the mental concept of it. I have the mental model of it, but what's the embodied experience of letting it go? In other words, what else can I do? What can I think about? What can I focus on to let it go? Again, you have a variety of different choices here. I'll give you a few. Number one could be to look at your to-do list. And if you don't have one, there's your action. How can I begin? I don't have to do it all at once, but how can I begin to capture my to-dos, my next actions in a more organized way? What's the next action toward that? And maybe you do it right now, if it takes less than 5 minutes. Remember, the point here is to feel less overwhelmed, not more. But assuming you already have a to-do list, take a look at it and decide what's the one thing that is the most important, not the most urgent. What is the one thing that is the most important thing to do on that list? And focus on that. And then even make a not to-do list. You have a to-do list, also make a not to-do. And put everything else in the not-to-do list. That's for later. Call it later. I've played with different versions of this. I once had now, and it was one thing, and later, everything else. And they're on different screens. So what was I focusing on? Now. N-O-W. Now. What's the one thing I'm going to focus on now or today? That can help you realize and let go of all of the things that you do not need to do right now or today. Let go of the need to do everything everywhere all at once. Another thing you can do is delegate something. Take a look at your to-do list. And what's one thing that's easily delegatable? That you can just easily, right now, delegate it to somebody else. On your team, at home, whatever it is. You can still track it, but you could have another list if you'd like. Waiting for. For those of you who like GTD, David Allen, getting things done, you know what I'm talking about here. I'm borrowing from him. It's a waiting for list. I'm going to take this one thing that's been sitting on my to-do list forever. I don't have to do it. I'm going to delegate it to Bob. It goes into my waiting for list. I put Bob's name next to it. I send Bob a Slack message. Hey, Bob, there's something I want you to work on. Can you talk in 15 minutes? Yeah, great, cool. You talk to Bob in 15 minutes. You explain what it is to him in about 5 to 10. He has a few questions. He's off and running. Now, delegation is an art. For those of you who are like, well, yeah, every time I do that, it just gets back to me and it ends up being more work. I get it. If that's you, don't do this. Only do it if it feels good. Only do it if you know it's going to take work off of your plate. And also, note to self, get better at delegating. What you can also do is take a look at your to-do list and decide what doesn't need to get done at all. It's just adding weight to that boulder. It doesn't need to get done. If you don't have a good reason why it needs to get done, why is it on your to-do list? And then delete it. Even more fun to get away from the kind of digital world and more, you know, connected with the physical world and more connected with nature. We all feel better when we're connected with nature. And a lot of people think that connecting with nature means like going outside and taking a walk and smelling the leaves and watching the sunset. All of that's great, right? You're playing with moss and stuff like that. Yes, moss is really fun to play with, by the way. Moss is a fabulous thing. But we can also burn things. That's why fire pits are a thing, right? So you can take, maybe you find two things on your to-do list and you're like, I don't need to do those. Why the hell are they on my list? Take a piece of paper, write them on the piece of paper, burn them safely, please. We don't need to involve the fire department. Burn them. Watch it go away. Another thing that you can burn is a belief about having to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. I need to handle everything. Write that belief that is not serving you down on a piece of paper and burn it. A lot of you are people pleasers. Cut that shit out. That's why it feels like, oh shit, I can't even. Because you're trying to please everyone. You can't. You cannot control other humans. As a leader, you are going to do many things that many people do not like, even though it's for their best interest. It's always in their best interest. That's the huge caveat here. We're always using our leadership superpowers for good and not evil. And even when, and I would say a lot of times, especially when the stakes are high, especially when you show up as that badass leader who wants the best for your team, who wants the best for your family, and you do something and you say something to them, even more likely they're not going to like it. And you honor that. And you say, I'm sorry if that hurt you. My intention is to help. So the reason that some, getting back to the to-do list, the reason that so many of you have so many things on your to-do list is you're trying to please everyone. I need to please everyone. Burn it. Or maybe there's one person in particular. your boss, your boss's boss, that you feel like you just, you, oh my God, like you feel like you're constantly being watched over by that person. And if you do one thing wrong, your career is just up in shambles. Write that person's name on a piece of paper, tear it up or burn it. They do not control your life or your career, you do. So that's step two. So if you're capturing this, I encourage you to capture this, type it, write it down. Step one, breathe. Step two, let go of the need to do everything everywhere all at once. Step two is take care of your personal and mental well-being. Step three is to let go of your need to do everything everywhere all at once. Step one, breathe. Step two, take care of your personal and mental well-being. Step three, let go of your need to do everything everywhere all at once. You can do all three steps in 5 minutes. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to do a little bit of stretching. Maybe I'll run in place for 5 minutes, get the heart rate up. That can feel really good. And then I'm going to write one disempowering belief on a sheet of paper. I'm going to rip it up, tear it to shreds, throw it away. And then I'm going to move on with my day. All right, guys. If you need more help with this, and you're looking for the kind of help that is, we're not psychologists. All right. So if you need to seek the help of a mental health professional, please do this. We are not trained as mental health professionals here at the People Stack, although we are connected to many of them. And for many of our clients who didn't even know that they needed to seek the help of mental health professionals that started working with us, we referred them to other people. So here's what I would say. If you want more help dialing in your stress optimization so that you can transform your career, so that you can become the best leader that you are possibly capable of. If what I'm saying is resonating with you and you are ready to go on the heart-expanding, soul-opening, tingles up the spine, often uncomfortable but always expansive journey of living your dream every day, not a dream that's like, oh, well, I hope it comes, but a dream that you create, then it's time to book that call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. It's the best way to find out if we're a fit to work together. That's a career, that is a link, that is a URL, thepeoplestack.com/book. You're booking a career clarity session. This is not a sales call. This is a call where you're gonna get clarity about what's not working in your career right now, where you wanna go. And if we're 100% confident we can help you get there, we're gonna tell you, we're gonna show you how. If we can't, we're going to point you toward resources so that you can. So that you can get where you want to go. So, for some of you, it's time. ThePeopleStack.com/book. For all of you, breathe. Remember that your physical and your mental well-being are really important. And take steps toward increasing it every single day. And step three, you don't need to be everything, everywhere, all at once for everyone. You do not need to do everything, everywhere, all at once. That means some things will be left undone. And for a lot of things, that's okay. For the rest, you will get them done. And you will do so powerfully as a badass leader. Take care, folks. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero, and it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.